Well, speaking of Idea City, when Idea City opens in just a few weeks, one of the opening ceremonies mm-hmm. will be Roberta Battaglia, who is a dynamic young singer from Toronto. She began singing at the tender age of three alongside her dad, and together they've graced many, many stages. And as I say, Roberta will help open Idea City on Thursday, June 20th. Here's just a little bit of Roberta singing. This is at a wedding. Now, remember I said she was, 9, 10 years old? Let's ask her. She's in studio with her mom, Gabriella. Hello, Roberta.
Roberta, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And welcome to your mother, Gabriella. What a wonderful treat it is to have you here in studio.
Thank you very
And I
much.
Hear that you speak Italian fluently as well as English.
Yes, I do. See.
So now, are you 9 or are you 10?
Well, I'm turning 10 in August, August 22nd, so I'm still 9.
Well, you've got quite the voice. Quite the voice indeed. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 3 years old.
Wow.
Gabriella, being her mom, take me back to the day. I don't know if she was eating, you were giving her a bath, she was napping, when you realized this child of yours is a singer.
Well, Daddy's also a singer, so he would leave some of his microphones on the floor. And she would be crawling away, and she would grab a microphone and start going, la, la, la. And my husband said, do you think she would, start singing one day? And I said, you know what? If she does it, that's fine. If not, hey, that's fine, too. But then she started enjoying it more, and she wanted to sing and asking her father, Daddy, can I sing? And that's how it all began.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're going to ask you to sing a little bit in a minute or two.
Yes.
Before we do, though, what kind of music do you like to sing? Do you like any particular genre? Or?
Well, I love to sing R&B, but music that I love to listen to is jazz. I'm very like ancient jazz, really old jazz, like Etta James and Aretha Franklin.
Sure. Well, then you must listen to Zoomer Radio all the time, because we play all of it.
Yes, Zoomer Radio, yes. Yes.
I'm just kidding you. Now, what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 4.
Grade 4?
Yes.
And do you and your classmates, do they know you sing this well?
They know that I sing. Yes, they do.
So do you do little performances in the class? Or?
We do a talent show every single year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And I just participate. I like to participate in school stuff. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Roberta, is there anyone you'd like to maybe collaborate with, maybe do some singing with? Some of the artists that we have today, there's a ton of them. I mean, from Lady Gaga, obviously, Etta James.
Yes.
Who would you, if you could, who's alive now and well, who would you like to sing with?
Pink. Really Pink, more than anything.
Why Pink?
Lady Gaga.
Why Pink?
Pink, because I just love her songs and like the notes that she can reach, mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, she is so humble. I've seen her many times on TV and listened to her, I have many CDs of hers. I'm a big fan.
Well, can you do a little bit for us? A little little tune?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to sing?
I will sing At Last by Etta James.
Oh, boy.
Great song,
All
At
right,
Last.
Here we go.
Here is 9-year-old Roberta Battaglia. Roberta B.
At last, my love has come along, and my lonely days are over, and life is like a song. I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a dream to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast. Then we were in heaven. No,
Oh, my.
Goosebumps all over the place here.
Wow.
Wow.
Being the principal at the high school talent show, the school talent show.
Oh,
we have,
my goodness.
9-year-old Roberta Battaglia here is going to sing. And then, wow.
Are you excited about performing at Idea City? You know, there are a lot of people going to be watching and hearing you, girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, so excited.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't wait to meet all
You know, Moses has a tendency. Wasn't he? He's got an ear and an eye for talent, doesn't he?
Of course.
Well, mind you, he didn't hire us or anything. He knows better. But he does have an ear and an eye for talent. So, I mean, I think he pinpointed you right off the bat, my friend.
But, you know, listening to you sing, you've got a great voice, obviously. You've got a great range.
Thank you.
But you have what I think is probably rare, not only for a young child, but for probably for a lot of singers. You have a style. You have a characteristic. You have a flair. Did that come from your dad? Did he teach you that? Or
well, really, I think it's just natural. But I think it was like really from my dad, because my dad likes to like really fix it up a little and make it his own.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it was from my dad. Yeah.
Do you know
but natural?
Gabrielle, I was going to ask you, how do you keep, I mean, you've got this little talent right here. How do you keep her in line? You have to take out the garbage. You've got to go to school. You know, you've got to pay attention. You're still a child. How do you do that?
Well, it's difficult at times because she tends to think that she's older than she actually is. And I remind her that she's always a 9-year-old and she still has to listen to mommy and daddy. Mm-hmm. But she's actually pretty good. I can't complain. She listens. And when I tell her things, she's pretty good at listening. So
Listen, continued good luck and continued success. We will, I'm sure, hear and see more of you in the upcoming days, months, and years. Mm-hmm. And best of luck to you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck, signorina. All the best to you.
Roberta Battaglia, Roberta B. And again, she'll be at Idea City on Thursday, June 20th at Kerner Hall there. And as I say, keeping her preferred, I've got a feeling we're going to hear a lot from Roberta.